Guys, on this very day today, we are celebrating the fact that in the past month, we have rescued another 40 kids, 40, including this child. That's exactly right. Also including this child. This has all been within the last week. This child. Here's another child. There's another one right here. And here's another one. Guys, we also rescued these two little girls on Sunday, a 13-year-old little girl that has a 2-year-old child and then a 16-year-old girl. And guys, we got them all in our homes. They're all in our houses. And guys, once again, we're not playing. Guys, I'm going to be with a very special guest today that is not playing as well about saving our kids. And but before I bring our special guest on, let me tell you what, I'm sitting at a really cool place here today because I'm sitting next to my beautiful bride. Hello.
Good morning.
Oh my gosh. What are you doing? What are you doing on here?
Well, I heard Jenny was going to be here, so yeah. I had to come with Pauline and Rebecca and I had to join my sisters.
Yeah. So this is like an episode, this 60-second episode here, I'm vastly outnumbered. I'd like for all yes, the men are. In the audience to pray for me because I just don't want to mess up. You know, you get around a bunch of women like, what am I? I don't want to mess up. Anyway, I'm so happy you're here with me today.
Well, thank you. Thank you for letting me come.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you're here, darling. And then sitting across from you, some say tomato, some say tomayo. Oh, I say tamayo. Guys, this is Rebecca Tamayo is here with us.
After being here 10 years, you should know my last name.
I actually do know your last name. Yeah, I do.
I know.
I'm so happy to
love
see you.
Love you, Pastor.
I love you, too. You are a good girl.
Thank you.
Yep. I told you that today, didn't
yes.
I? I think it's just important to tell people
it if is.
We're good.
I think sometimes we can forget, not that we're good, not good, but
no,
women like to hear things.
I tell, yes. Well, I tell you yes. what, men do too. I tell men all the time. I told her today, please tell me I'm good. Just tell me I'm good.
Like words of affirmation.
Just tell me I'm a good husband and tell me I'm a good dad and tell me that I'm not bad. Please tell me. I did that today. I said, just tell me.
I love that.
I mean, you know, you fight all kinds of things. You're like, nope, I want my spirit and I want my soul to line up together.
Yes, sir.
And
I think it's a daily thing. I think every single day you have to remind yourself who you are in Christ. What am I capable of? And remind yourself that every single day. It's a daily thing for me.
Well, I know that you are co-hosting with me here today with Pastor Dr. Leanna, by the way.
Yes.
She just recently got her doctorate degree. And everybody's like, Troy, where did you go to college? Where did you go to college? I always say BYU. And then they think I'm a Mormon, but I'm not. I say BYU because that's the backyard university of Johnson County, Texas. That's where I went. But Leanna actually is a learned scholar.
Wow.
Well, because some of us actually have to go to school to learn it. You already knew it.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
That's so awesome.
It was easy for me because I could just go straight to him and say, hey, help me. Help
that's
me.
So good,
I don't understand. Yeah.
I love that.
Rebecca, darling, you're helping us today. Remind everybody about all the good things.
Yes, sir. So remember to comment, share, and like. We got our family on Facebook, Lynette Garcia.
Look at all the people this
We have
here.
David from California. We have Ben. He is downstairs in Burleson, Texas.
I hope he's not in the bathroom.
Frank is on there from Uganda.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, Frank.
Hey, Frank. So look, I've already seen like 9 different nations on here, including Frank, Pastor Frank that we love with all of our heart. Takes care of his kids. He's an extraordinary human being. Frank, buddy, I'm going to be with you in Uganda in just about a month.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah,
that's going to be awesome.
It's
going to
be great.
Yeah, we got Jermaine in the house. We got Jennifer Wyatt here in the ODX family. We have Charles Jones, Sherry Morgan, Debbie Smith. Everybody's...
Well,
we have a lot going
on
today.
Be sure and smash the buttons and do the things, man, and be a media missionary and help us.
Yes.
Help us get this word out there because, guys, you don't want to miss this today.
Oh,
you don't want to miss this show today. Friends, I want to just introduce her and bring her on right now, but I can't. We still got to finish telling everybody some stuff. But I am like, she has no idea how much I follow her. She has no idea. And I mean, Leanna knows. I mean, it's the truth.
Yes.
I mean, I watch everything she does. I watch everything she does. And I'm like, wowzers. She is a kindred spirit. And again, she ain't playing and she is awesome. So again, I'm about to introduce her. And I want to, hey, we do have the women's conference coming up. And Pastor Pauline, you know something about that, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, Pastor Pauline. Pauline Jordan is here with us today, and I bless you and call you blessed.
Thank you so much.
I don't think you've ever been on this show before.
Not in this room.
Mm-mm.
But well,
this is amazing.
Yeah, this is our brand new studio. It's really cool, isn't it?
Sparkling.
Yeah, it's legit, man.
Yeah, it really is.
It is legit. We finally went legit. Once Leanna came over here, I had legit.
We're legit.
And I feel the masculinity of this studio kind of counteracts the estrogen that's represented at the table.
Mm-hmm. Right on, good man. Right on. I got some deer heads on the wall that y'all can't see. And that's really cool. So anyway, what are you doing here today?
I wanted to be with my friend Jenny too. She has radically changed my life, Pastor Troy, and I am who I am today because of Jenny, for sure. But I'm also here to talk about the women's conference. Somebody else who has majorly influenced me. Her name is Rita Springer, Pastor Troy. This is the mother of worship we're talking about, and she is going to be with us all weekend long at our women's conference.
Okay, so how do you? So that is a ticketed event. Right. So it's the concert is a ticketed event. And then the conference itself, you can just come to it. Right. Mm-hmm. You do it.
It's free $99 for the conference. Yes. But we have two special add on concerts because we can't get enough Arita, of course. So Thursday night, the 5th, we're kicking off the whole weekend with a family event that's for men, women, kids. Everybody that's going to feature Rita Springer and also Anna Golden.
That's crazy.
Who, if you haven't heard her voice, it is Golden. she is properly named. Yeah. My gosh. So this is on Thursday night, September 5th, and it's a Spark fundraiser. So all of this goes to help the child trafficking, child saving. We're rescuing children with every ticket sale that we have for this concert.
Okay, I happen to know that Leanna is opening up the doors of a brand new school in Uganda that, guys, we're taking on 1,000 kids. I mean, this is a giant two-story building. It's way bigger than the Open Door Church campus. Wow. We've been building it for the past 2 years, and we're about to do the great big ribbon-cutting ceremony, and it is the Leanna Brewer Legacy School.
Wow.
It's going to be crazy.
So excited.
We're feeding those 1,000 kids. We're educated. We have hired all the teachers. We've done all the things. And guys, we really do need to raise a bunch of money for that. We do.
Yes,
so
we do.
Here's a great way to do this, man.
Partner with us.
Now, I also want to say this. If you are a third stage partner at ODX, you get to watch that conference for free.
Come on.
Because all of our third stage members, every single ticketed event is free to them. And it comes across, you know, you can watch it in your house. You can watch it wherever it is. You can sit in your car and watch it. We don't care. We just want to bring it to you. And guys, so you can also sign up for third stage, or you can get your tickets where?
You can get them on our website. You can get them on our website. Or, of course, if you're here, you can always get them at the Connection Center.
Okay.
But Pastor Troy, we have more.
What?
But wait, there's more.
What?
We have a Reign with Rita. For those of us who just can't get enough and want an immersive worship experience.
Wowzers.
This is going to be before the doors even open for the day of conference.
Okay.
On September 6th. This is limited tickets to 100 tickets only. And these women are going to get basically an all-access pass for the whole weekend. They're going to get the Stories and Songs concert. They're also going to get this immersive worship experience with Rita. It's going to be in the original church building, which is now the venue, right? But it's soaked in prayer. This is where you and Gloria had your incredible encounter. I mean, it's all there. And it's going to be set up in the living rooms like we do. And oh my goodness, they're going to get a personal charcuterie box from our one and only. I know, it just keeps going. I can't even with this concert. It is everything. So tickets are limited. We already have about half sold. Mm-hmm. So for those who are really hungry for this extra and this intimacy that is going to be set apart from the rest of the conference or anything else that we're doing, you want to get this Reign with Rita concert ticket.
All right, guys. So pick up the phone and start calling us. It's 877-413-0888. Mm-hmm. People are standing by right now. I want to see you here. And the Spirit of the Lord, guys, God's going to do something amazing.
I mean, it is.
It's going to be an amazing, amazing time.
We're ready.
Okay, so Leanna, are you ready to help me introduce our friend?
I am so ready.
So you tell me what kind of influence she's had on your life, and then I'll ask you what kind of influence she's had on your life, and then I'll tell you the influence she's had on my life.
Okay. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, well, the influence she's had on my life is she's just She's just a warrior. And I love that she's not afraid. But one of the things I love about her most is I grew up in church. So I am like the church lady. So I've had to battle the balance of what is religion and what is really real. Wow. Where she came in not as growing up in church and had an encounter with the Lord and hasn't had to shade off all of the religion part. She just went straight into the Jesus part. And she's so courageous and she's so powerful. And I love that she's uniting women because that's really hard to do. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to unite women together. And she's done it in such a powerful and beautiful way. And she's courageous enough to be able to go into our capitals and fight for our kids and say, you know what? No, you can't have our kids. Mm-hmm. And so we were with her, our team of women were with her and the team in Austin, Texas, because we went on all of the capitals around the United States. We're all getting together in October to take over the capital of the United States.
Yeah.
And by the way, you're going with us.
Yeah, so, I just heard
I signed you up. Got your hotel.
That's going to be awesome, Pastor.
Your airline tickets. You're going with
your bus.
I'm in, man. Let's go.
That's right. Because that was so powerful just to do it here in Austin, in Texas. It was so powerful to see all the women united. Mm-hmm. And she's just made a huge impact on me of not being afraid to run full force and give it everything. She gives it everything. Amen. So,
wow.
Okay. Well, all right. So, no, I do. I got.
I'm already imagining you there in Washington D.C. with all the women.
Oh no, I'll be there. You Thanksgiving? I was just there with a whole bunch of Palestinian protesters.
Yeah. Yes, we were.
And if I could be out there, I actually got thrown out of the mall. Oh,
that's right.
I got thrown out.
You did.
With that troublemaker right over there. So she's the troublemaker right over there. So yeah, actually, we got busted and thrown out. So, all right. So Pauline, so tell me about the impact that this woman has had on your life.
Okay, Pastor Jenny Donnelly has set the scene for me to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in a way that I never thought was even possible. And I met her in 2009 and 2014. I had the privilege of being on her Drench team, and these were immersive worship experiences, very much like we're going to have with Rita, but these were weekends where we had no agenda other than to hear the voice of the Lord. And that was because she was obedient to hear the voice of God tell her, do these events. And these were limited spaces of 50 and 60 women who were just getting radically changed and set free, myself included. Mm. And it is a game changer when that happens. Like, there's nothing like it that can replace the touch of God on your life. And I know that she lives from that place. She's absolutely fueled from that space in everything that she does. In 2017, she had a dream that led to her voice. In 2019, her life was radically changed around. And then that has set the scene for what has become this movement of what's now a million at the mall, from just tuning in again and again to hear the voice of the Lord. Mm-hmm. She lives desperate for him. And I admire and honor her so much.
As Jenny Donnelly is the mother of five kids, she's an entrepreneur, she's an author, she's a speaker, she's founder of Her Voice Movement. Also, too, she's the director of this whole thing, A Million Women, that's invading.
Come on.
I mean, that's crazy. That's invading Washington, D.C. She and her husband, Bob, they co-lead this church that's called The Collective Church, and it's in Portland. Mm-hmm. I've been there. You've been there. It's absolutely amazing. Guys, honestly, out of all the people we've ever had on here, this is one of my favorite people on the planet Earth. Guys, Jenny Donnelly is here with us. Hey, Jenny.
Hello. You guys are too kind. Oh, my goodness. I love you all so much. I'm so glad to be in the room with you today.
Thank you. Man, it's a great privilege to have you with us. And we've been so excited about you coming on board for a long, long time. We're like, oh, my gosh, man, way to go. I want to tell you, you have been a good friend to us, and you have also inspired us to be much more brave and have much more courage. You have a lot more class than I do, and which is not very hard, but I'm always like, I watch, you can ask Leanna. I'm telling you the truth. I watch everything that you do, Jenny. And I just shake my head at it and go, Jesus, I literally pull from your anointing. Mm-hmm. I actually do. And, I learn language from you, and I learn how to take on really scary things, without you know, looking like, well, it's very hard for me to take on really scary things without screaming like a Comanche Indian and start throwing my hands and just start throwing my arms around and doing all that kind of stuff. But I watch you and it gives me a solid resolve to take on hell with a water pistol. And I love that about you. So thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I love all of these ladies sitting around the table today. And I've watched your bravery. My goodness. I mean, I could ditto everything that you just said. And thank you for taking a stand, especially with pornography. I had this really interesting encounter that happened. I'll tell you really fast. I was in North Carolina. We were in a prayer meeting, about 100 women, and they were putting these issues up on the board, and human trafficking came up, child trafficking. Of course, women are on their faces praying. And I just felt the Lord say, "Hey, Jenny, I want to tell you something." And I was like, "Okay." And he said, "You know, until the church is not the number one consumer of pornography, we can pray all we want for child trafficking to end. But the real root issue is pornography. And I want to deal with this in the church." So when I saw your introduction, I was like, thank you, God, you know, and what he was explaining to me, and I don't understand it totally, but what he was explaining to me is that when a person watches pornography, they're strengthening the altars, the demonic altars that are putting children up for the economy of sexual, you know, the industry of sexing children. And so I think we need a real sober a moment as the church and say, we better tackle this thing, you know? And so I just want to honor you and your church, all of you, for even bringing this up from the pulpit, because that's what it's going to take. The pulpits are going to have to open up to these messier issues, but that's how we're going to dismantle them in the spirit.
Amen. I just got back from Washington, D.C., and I got to speak to Congress, and which was really cool. And the year before last, when I was there, Jenny, I was literally instructed right before I got up to speak, do not mention pornography. And I was like, why? I'm like, why not, man? And I was with Leanna, and I was like, can you believe that? So I got up and I said, pornography is the reason why we're here. It's the very first word I said. And then I just started slamming it. And I was like, well, this is one and done, man. They're not going to bring me back. But they did bring me back. And this year there was a lot of people that ran with it from last year and went, you're right. This is all about pornography. I can tell you that it does strengthen the altars of trafficking. And there are true altars true altars. That's not just a flowery term. I mean, it's like there are true altars in this. But it also funds it. It funds the whole thing because all of pornography is monetized. So when you're watching it, you're actually funding it. And since the church is the number one consumer of pornography, we're literally sacrificing children when we're involved in this thing. And no, man, we got to put a stop to it. And I can also tell you this, man, like even today, I was telling Leanna, and I'm not going to go off into detail about this, but I had a serious spirit attack me today. I'm talking about, a next level attack happened to me today, this morning, which happens sometimes. It's okay. It's just part of the territory. It's no big deal. But I'm like, man, this was a different kind of spirit that came after me today. And I mean, and I know that it comes from pornography. Mm. I know that it does. And it's like, no. I'm going to tell you what, we've got to push back and we've got to be serious about this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would say this, you know, a lot of people assume this is just men mainly, and it would not be something that's attacking women, but that's not true. Anybody that's in ministry that really gets their sleeves rolled up on these little messier issues. Know that women are struggling. In fact, I dove in after the Lord spoke to me about that. I thought I need to look more at the statistics and what's happening here. And I read that 13% of women who identify as Christian, they call themselves a Christian, you know, whether or not they really are or not is kind of beside the point, but they call themselves Christian. 13% of women have not watched pornography. So this is 911 for the church. Is we know that it's not a sexual disorder as much as it is an intimacy disorder. And what is the 911 is fulfilling a place inside of us that can only be fulfilled by a deep, real, living, breathing relationship, an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Come on, sister.
So good.
Well, it's real and it's true. And where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. There is a grace today to overcome these things, but it's not going to happen through just the traditional ways that we, that the church has always responded to these things. I mean, we have to jump all the way in. Well, I'm so grateful once again, man, that you're here and that you're the kind of person that you are and that you have the influence that you have. So let's talk about a couple of things. I understand that you had an encounter, you had a vision, you had a dream, and it launched you off into a whole lot of things. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So in 2020, living here in Portland, Oregon, everybody saw the news. And I know there were other cities that were under siege, but Portland was a mess. And I got to watch front row seat Antifa tear apart Portland top to bottom. And here's what was crazy. It was 180 days straight at 5 o'clock. These guys were organized. And we sat back and waited for evil to give up. That's kind of what I felt like I was doing. Wow. Like, surely it just going to get tired. And then I saw Genesis 1:28, and I was so convicted. You know, a mom of five, we have a ministry, but I've never looked at darkness and said, yeah, let me at it, you know? But Genesis 1:28 says to fill the earth and govern it, fill the earth and subdue it. And I didn't see a footnote in my Bible that said, except in Portland after 5 o'clock. And I was so convicted. And I said, God, I can only sit here so long with my head in the sand or just look the other way until I'm greatly grieved that I'm not a part of a solution. It might just be little old me bringing my little piece to the table. But God, I guess, put me in the fight. And when I prayed that, he took me up on it. And I went to him with my biggest concern was this: God, I know that the church is your largest army. It's your greatest hope on the earth. And as a church, not a logo, not a building, right? But as the big church, we're not very good at working together, but that's what it's going to take. We're going to have to come together as like on a mission to see America turn back to you. But I am concerned that we don't know how to do that. And we are not going to come together. And the Lord said to me, Jenny, the church is going to unite and fight when they take your kids. And I went, whoa. And it was like a brick to the stomach. I actually got sick to my stomach. What do you mean take our kids? And he said, I said, take your kids. Now this is 2020. Before we heard all the stories, and a lot of people out there might not know this, but CPS has shown up to doorsteps where parents are being turned in for not being pro-LGBTQ. And they're being seen as unfit parents, and they're seen as a danger and a threat to their child exploring the gender that they might want to be. And we're talking in conservative communities. We're talking Montana. We're talking Orange County, believe it or not, you know, is a very conservative community in California. And the family in California actually, they showed up to their doorstep, and these children didn't even want to join LGBTQ. The family was just turned in for not being pro-LGBTQ. So when God said this, I thought, oh boy, but you know what? If there's anything that's going to get us to say, okay, God, what do we need to do? We're going to fight for our kids. Amen. That's what we're going to do. And so that was 2020, and we went through the pandemic, and I just said, okay, God, I don't know where to start. So he asked me to start prayer hubs. So anybody that was following our ministry, I said, would you get together with one other person once a month? Here's a prayer guide. It's 30 prayers. It's scripture. You know, off-road your prayers. Like, you don't need to stick to this. There's no prayer hub, please. But this will cover the 7 different cultures that we need to make sure that God is invading. And then what happened, kind of to fast forward, it was only a couple months later that the Lord told me, he said, Jenny, I want you to pull together 1 million women, and they're going to turn America back to God. And I was like, excuse me, like 1 million. And it really shocked me when he said it, because that's more zeros than I would ever choose. And I said, wow, you must not look at Facebook followers, Instagram followers. Wow. So it was the prayer to put me in the fight that I think God kind of blew me away with that. But this is what I knew. I think that God was waking up anybody leaning into him during that time. And I think there's a whole bunch of us, right, that are bringing people, the remnant, to a unified place where we say, okay, it's game time. If we don't come together, we're going to lose a nation, which to some people, it doesn't even sound like a threat. Sounds like a threat to me. I love our country. But what I think about is my family. I think about my future grandkids. I think about them not having the freedoms that I was born into. And I think there is no way I'm going to leave this earth with a big old fat excuse to my grandkids and say, you know, I didn't know what to do. So I just kind of didn't do anything. No, I'm going to do everything I can. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's where we have to come into this great accountability. So all that to say is the word kind of got loose through a prophetic room. I was in a prophetic room during COVID and I hadn't told anybody about this million. Are you kidding me? I'm not telling anybody. And I didn't tell my husband. And from the front of the room, it was a million women are going to go to the mall in DC. We all need to rally around this. Jenny, you need to help spearhead this. And I thought, oh, gracious, this thing is Lou. And so people came to me and said, Jenny, did you know that Lou Engle is carrying a vision? He's been actually carrying a word since 2014 that the women are going to go to the mall and they're going to turn America back to God. Whew, that's when I got probably my biggest sense of relief because I thought, well, thank you, God. Wow. He's telling other people, you know. So we were divinely connected in 2022, Lou and I shared with them basically what I've just shared with you. And he started saying, okay, what can we do? How can we pull this together? And then on April 14th, which happens to be 414, none of us really even caught up with that fact in the moment, but he was in Southern California. I was at this conference with Cheon. He got up on the platform and he said, we don't have a tomorrow. America's in trouble. The women have to go to the mall. And then he gave the date. This was 414 when he announced it. Got to think about Esther 414. Mm-hmm. But he announced that it would be in his heart. He was holding October 12th, 2024, which is the Day of Atonement, the highest holy day on the Jewish calendar for the purification of a nation. Mm-hmm. I was in the audience when he said 2024. Mm-hmm. I basically wanted to collapse because that was too soon. You know, this was in 2023 that he announced it. I was thinking 26, 27, like time for my brain to really wrap around this. Mm-hmm. But the Lord told me, he said, Jenny, Esther was really uncomfortable with Mordecai coming to her just as she was settling into her palace. And I don't know if she was like doing charcuterie at the time or a pedicure or whatever. But here comes this message from Mordecai. Hey, good news, bad news. Bad news, the Jews are going to be completely destroyed. The good news is you're right there in the palace and you can change the king's mind. And she actually said no. She said no back to him. She was uncomfortable with it. She thought that her position in that time was queen when it was actually to rescue and deliver a nation. And so when Mordecai came back to her, thank God for the Mordecais out there. Thank God for all the men because he didn't take no for an answer. My husband won't let me quit. Thank you, Jesus, for my husband. Thank you, God, for people like Pastor Troy, seriously, because us women, we have a lot of excuses and we have a lot of excuses that we can dress up and make look really pretty. We can convince you that it's not our time. And Mordecai came in and said, Esther, here's the reality. You're already dead. That's my translation of Esther 4:13.
That's great.
Wow.
He said, you're already dead. And I think she, you know, I know that she was brave, but I think she was also logical. I think she said, oh, wait a minute. So you're saying if I don't go before the king, I'm already dead. I'm dying too because I'm a Jew. Yep, that's true. Okay, well, maybe I should go talk to the king and have another chance to see this thing turn around. So that's where we're at. I feel personally very accountable to what I've heard God say. And my joy would be to arrive in heaven with no excuses in tow because they're not going to make it across the line anyway. And just do everything I can for Jesus. And lay it all on the line. Amen. And I think these kids are worth it. I know these kids are worth it. And so why not us?
Amen.
Why not now?
What I love about the whole Esther analogy is the Lord has called you to do this and you're the voice that he's using. And then Esther called for all the other believers. Amen. And it was all of them uniting together behind her to the Lord. And that's what this Million Women March to me is all about, because I've had the privilege of just recently being in Washington with Troy and seeing the Palestinian March, which was just horrendous and horrific. But I'm thinking, if the devil can do that, what can the people Amen. Of God do? And there has to be someone that is the Esther. There has to be someone that's given the clarion call. And that's what the Lord has done for you. And so as you reach out and say, hey, I need you guys to fast and pray with us for 3 days because I'm going, but I need you to behind me. And so we're saying yes to that. Mm-hmm. So know that you've got a million women behind you that are fasting and praying and saying yes. And we see you as a fearless leader. So thank you for having the courage to go before all of these people that you're having to go before to save a nation. Our nation needs to be saved. You know, we get to the privilege of traveling all around the world, and we have the best nation in the whole world if yeah. people know it or don't know it. And I have kids and grandkids, and I will have great grandkids one day if the Lord doesn't come back. And I want it to be what we had, if not even better. Mm-hmm. You know, the Lord tells us, you know, when you get something, and you need to return it back to him better than what you mm-hmm. got it. And right now, we're not stewarding this world better than what we've got it. We've turned it into a great big mess. Mm-hmm. And so if we're going to stand before the Lord and say, I did everything, we need to have done everything. Amen. And so thank you for your courage, and thank you for doing that. And we as a group of women went to the one in Austin, and that was beautiful to see. It was so amazing to see the unity in the church, like you said, because it wasn't just one church represented. It was the body of Christ. Amen. And that was beautiful.
Well, I'll tell you what inspired us for the Capitals. So when you hear a testimony, whether it's, you know, somebody healed of cancer or whatever, you know, a testimony means do it again, God, in my life or in the person that I'm believing for. Well, what happened was it was in June of 2023. I was invited onto a Zoom. There was about five or six of us on there. And there was a gentleman from Peru, and he's on this Zoom, and he says, you guys have to hear what we did. And it was in 2016 that him and his sister, as young adults, they were pastor's kids. They looked around at what was happening with the gender ideology and said, we're done. We're done with multiple genders. There are only two. According to the word of God, Genesis 1:27, God made us in the image of male and female. There are two. And that's what we're going to do, because in Peru in 2016, you were put in prison if you called somebody the pronoun of their biology and they wanted a different pronoun. Right now in Australia, this is nuts. A parent or any other person, if they try to talk reason into a child who wants to be the opposite sex, it's 8 years minimum in prison. A parent can't even tell their son, no, you're not a girl. Sweetheart, you are a boy. That is against the law. Do we really want that to happen here? Well, in Peru, they said, we're done. We can't do this anymore. And we're calling people to the streets. We're calling people to Lima, Peru. So they set a date, kind of like what we have for DC. And they said, the only qualification is this. If you love family, come to Lima. Well, all these people got fired up. They ended up going to their own public squares before the Lima date. And they started a movement called Don't Mess With Our Kids. It wasn't even an organization. It was a hashtag. It was a war cry. Don't mess with our kids. I wish I could say it in Spanish, but I mess it up. But in English, don't mess with our kids. And what happened was they had a groundswell of millions of people that went into the streets, and they eventually went to Lima in the millions. But here's what's awesome. These people who were once the silent majority, just, you know, concerned at home. I can't imagine how many people right now are sitting at home going, wow, what's going to happen? Well, these people, just like us, everyday people, came into the streets. They were wearing pink and blue, pink for female, blue for male. That's it. Two genders. We're standing on that. They were not violent, but they came into the streets with truth and love. And they said, do not mess with our kids. And what happened was many of them said, maybe I should run for office. Wait, maybe I need to go to use my voice in the school system. And these people that never had any light that they were shining, well, they had light, but not shining it in the darkness in these places that they were not accustomed to going, all of a sudden were occupying. And then guess what happened? Well, they were able to oust the prime minister, oust the education minister, and George Soros pulled out all of his funding. Because he was throwing money at these guys. And these people now sitting in the seats of decision were like, we don't want your money. Wow. We want righteousness in our country. We don't want your money. We're not taking your money. And George went, wow, I'm wasting my money here. And he literally pulled it all out of Peru. When I heard the story, I said, why would we not do this?
Yeah.
Why would we not? Mm-hmm. We don't reinvent the wheel. We're using your flag. We're using your hashtag. We're not doing the thing. And so that is what happened with the Capitals. So when we saw, okay, wait a minute, we have this date in Washington, but we need to go to our streets on a local level. Mm-hmm. We need freedom as local. And let's say Trump gets in office. I don't know who's going to be in office. God knows. But I can promise you this. He's not going to go to my school board and right. fight for the freedom of the kids in my school.
That's so right. Yeah. That's so right.
So who's going to do it? The right. one who The one like me.
Yes.
I didn't have any background in government, no background in like, I'm like, school board, what's that? City council, who gets to go there? You know what? Yeah. God doesn't care what you bring to the table and what you don't.
Yeah.
Amen. God's willing vessels to fight in love and truth.
So good.
There is an example in the Word of God. The greatest example, the transference of a mantle, of course, is Elijah and Elisha. Mm-hmm. And on the day that that actually happened, the man of God crosses over the Jordan River, and the false prophets show up, the mocking spirits show up, and then what happens is two mama bears comes out and takes them out. It was two mama bears that came out and took out, and the number is 42, and the number 42 is associated with that, with the Antichrist spirit. And so you literally run off the Antichrist spirit through a mama bear anointing.
Amen.
And there it is. So I believe that we're going to see that on October the 12th here in the year 2024. Yes.
Don't mess with our kids.
In Washington, D.C., Mama Bears, rise up.
Amen.
There is the information right there. You can actually register right there by actually putting your phone on that little sorcery, whatever that is down there. and be sure and join the hashtag #DontMessWithOurKids. Be sure and do that. Come out and you'll see me and Leanna out there in the crowd. We'll be out there. Come on, Jesus. Amen.
All right.
And we're going to, guys, we stand with you. Now, here in just a minute, we're going to go behind the veil, Jenny. Yes. And whenever we go behind the veil, it's exclusive to people that are at odx.tv. Mm-hmm. It's just for our partners. And so we don't have to worry about being censored. And we're going to ask you some questions that otherwise might get you into some trouble. But you won't get in trouble with us, because it's just going to be on odx.tv.
Yeah.
So what do we need to tell everybody?
We have her book here, and we have 5 signed copies by the wonderful Jenny and Pastor.
Yeah, I went ahead and signed your book for you too.
That's amazing.
It's absolutely true.
He signed the book, and honestly, I have not read it, but I was looking, I did a little peek, and it's Dying to Self-Experience in True Life.
Leanna and I are actually going to read this afternoon.
Yeah, I think I'm going to buy one of these. And you could get a free copy if you sign up today for Stage 2 or Stage 3 today. So you could go to odx.tv. You must call in at 877. The number will pop out, 413-0888. But if you don't sign up, if you give a gift offering of $20, you could get this for members. That if you're a member, you could get this book for free. So call in. There's only 5 copies, right, Pastor?
Yeah, there's only 5.
5 copies. So you have to call in.
And I'm probably going
to
steal one of them. So I'd be one of the first 4.
I will try to take it away from him so 5 callers could get this. So call us right now, 877-413-0888. And those that are Stage 2 and Stage 3, just hold on, because we are about to go behind the veil.
Okay, let me also say this real quick. It's very important, guys. Mm-hmm. Listen, evil is well-funded. Mm-hmm. And the goodness of God that we answer evil with also has to be well-funded. Every single time that we take on a kid, we're taking on $1,200 a month. And we have said that to 40 more kids this month. And guys, the spigot is on. These nations are working with me all over the planet Earth, Pastor Pauline, and they're actually going, okay, so you're the guy, which we've always wanted that to happen. Mm-hmm. This has been 30 years in the making. Mm-hmm. And once we rescued our 11,000th child, I don't know what happened with the number 11,000, but once that actually happened, it was like suddenly every nation that we work in just turned to us and went, okay, so you guys been here 30 years? Okay, so you guys have homes, you guys, and you guys totally fund it? And we're like, yes. And they're like, all right, we're going to start rescuing kids. And they're rescuing kids in places where they said that trafficking did not even exist. And then we did the mama bear thing, and we started, number one, I started making fun of them on their national television shows and going, these people are liars. And I actually called them traffickers. Yeah, I called them traffickers. I said this, Jenny, you're going to love this. I said this on national television in Mexico on their 200th anniversary, their big bicentennial. They were like, Pastor Troy, what do you say to these? They said, what do you say to these guys, these people in the Mexican government that says that there's no such thing as trafficking? I said, well, here's the deal. If they were Italian and if they said that there was no such thing as a mafia, I'd be talking to a mafia member. So if these guys are politicians and if they're saying there's no such thing as trafficking, you're talking to a trafficker. These guys are traffickers. Yeah. Now, I could blow in the country and then run away, you know, but we did that. And then we did a bust in Cancun. We built a home in Cancun. We funded the local police to actually do their job. They shut down a pornography ring. They arrested all the traffickers. And lo and behold, one of those very same politicians that I confronted on national television down there was the guy that was busted.
That's Troy.
Come on.
Getting hot so for
yeah, so guys, it's very important, man, that we raise this money because I'm saying yes to everything. And my goodness, it's going to have to be well-funded. So you guys, please stand with us. And if you stand with us today, we'll try and get you a copy of this.
Yeah.
And I think we're getting ready to go behind the veil.
Yeah, we're ready. Okay. Are you ready?
All right. What else do we need to do? Shay, what else do I need to do?
We're good.
I'm good?
Yeah, we had it all.
All right, guys, listen, right after this video, if you are on ODX.TV, just stay right there, man. You don't got to do anything. Just stay right there. And for all my friends that are watching all social media all over the world, don't forget to look up Jenny Donnelly. Jenny, how does everybody find you again?
Probably the best place would be on Instagram. It's Jenny L. Donnelly, or Facebook, if you prefer, is also Jenny Donnelly.
Okay, so everybody look her up, support her, be a part of this thing. We love her. We can't get enough of her. And just the reasonable voice that she brings is so needed within the body of King Jesus. So go there and check all that out, because you're probably not going to hear much anything reasonable from me. You're just going to, hey, I'm a nut.
Oh my God.
And I just want to add too, it is a million women marched on the mall, but men, we need you too.
Yeah.
We need you. We can't do this alone. We're not supposed to do it alone. We're not trying to do it alone. We need you. You're welcome too. Pastor Troy's going to be there. He's going to show up.
Well, I stand with the true prophets of God. I don't stand with the mockers and the false prophets. And so therefore, I'm going to stand right there and watch the mama bears go to work against the false prophets. And I'm going to watch it happen.
Yeah, amen.
Come on.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
All right, guys. So stay right there. If you're on ODX.TV, and for everybody else, I love y'all so much. I will be here this coming Sunday at Open Door Church. And until I see you then, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye, everybody.